This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chatterboxers. I'm Hunter.
I'm Austin.
Oops. Oh my days, where's Noah? Let me tell you something about... So today, Year 7 at our school, not to be named, but if we know who you are and we're a little upset. So Noah got scarred last year. He fell off, like, rocks and stuff, and he has, like, a tiger scar on his knee, and that he fell off his... Year 7 got in his way and tripped him up, and he fell onto a scar and it opened it up again, so... He can't do chatterboxes today because it hurts too much.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow. This song is so brain rot.
Okay, let's get on to our first topic, which is being presented by Hunter.
Well, it's actually being presented by both of us because we have three topics today.
Oh, but so, I thought you were doing it.
No, we're both doing it.
Bruh.
Right, the topic is Trump. Some facts about ourselves. Because if you're new to this...
Like, juicy.
If you're... Like, watch your social security. No, I'm kidding. Because if you're new to the Chatterboxers, we might need to fill you in about ourselves. So, let's get started.
Okay. So, the first fact about myself is that I know a lot about geography. And also, my second is that people think I'm smart, but I don't think I'm smart.
Okay.
My third fact is that I am 12 years old. Number four is that I am...
He's very cool.
No, I'm not. Okay, fine.
Yes, you are. You're cool as, bro. Don't say that about yourself.
Number four.
Yeah.
About myself is that...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like music. I really like music. And I'm going to be in a rock band this year. But I don't know who's in my rock band, so...
No one does besides my band. Because
we already have one.
A band.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And my last fact is that I have recently just been to a literature quiz thing in Taradale Intermediate. And
what was that?
And there was a lot of questions.
Okay. What?
No. We're not.
No, right. Okay. Okay. Facts about myself this time. Number one. I like singing.
Good for you.
Number two. I'm short.
Good
and skinny.
For you. Good for you.
Number three. I like football.
Good for you.
Or soccer. We don't appreciate that name here. No, I'm kidding. Number four. And number five, I love history. I just love history.
I love history too.
History. That's gonna be my favorite class in high school besides science.
My least favorite would definitely be maths. My favorite.
I don't think anyone liked maths when we went because it was so hard.
I think my favorite place that we went to was probably the room with the debating, the reading one, the one with the social studies and that sort of stuff.
My favourite room was the drum, like the band room, because I got to go on the guitar and the drum set.
Yeah. My dad was impressed when you guys did Mr. What's
Metallica?
Mr. Something, what, rather, something rather, whatever it's called.
When I went to sermon. What?
I thought it was Mr. Sandstone.
That, what was that?
That's what my dad said, the song that you guys played.
No, we played Enter Sandman. Okay. Alright, next. Actually, next topic.
Hunter.
No, it's your topic.
No, it's your topic.
It's your topic.
No, it's yours.
My one's a fun topic, so we may as well save your one first. No. Geography. Austin, tell us some... Fine. I'm playing a game for my... Alright, No, I think we should just save my topic for last because it's like a story.
Okay.
Austin, tell us about geography.
Okay, so my geography is going to be kind of like just like facts that I'm spitting about countries. Okay.
Number one.
Number one is the country of France. Do you know France has the most tourists per year? It has about 70 million tourists each year. Now, there's a shocker.
It's not that shocking.
Number two. Yeah. Australia has the most amount of natural landmarks. Nice. With over 700. In second place, Thailand only has about 150.
Wow.
Number three, the country of Russia spans into two continents. And the Asian part of Russia, which is basically 60% of the country, only has 30 million people. With the eastern side of Russia, the Europe side of Russia, it has just over 100 million with a lot.
Wow. Wow.
People. Okay. Number four. Did you know that in Japan, they actually have the most amount of electronics and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So they have Sony, they have Nintendo, they have so many. They have Toyota, they have Suzuki, they have... Let's say probably like a few thousand things that you probably all know about. And the last one for me, I just want to talk about for my geography, that that Europe, wait, no, is it,
yeah, keep going.
So the last little fact is about the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that the United Kingdom is actually one of the oldest places in the world?
Really?
Yeah, and that's it for my topic. So heading it over to Hunter.
No, we still got some. We are playing a game. Can you name all 50 states of America?
Oh.
Can you do it in alphabetical order or not?
Okay. No, I can't do it in alphabetical order, but I can do a lot. Okay. Starting from the East Coast. Okay. Hawaii, Alaska, California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. What else is there? There's Kentucky, there's Louisiana, there's Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, New York, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa.
Down in Ohio.
Indiana. What else is there? There's Missouri. There is North Carolina, South Carolina, Arkansas. I don't know if I've done all 50, but
there's a lot he knows.
Yeah, there is a lot. Big clap for Austin, everyone. Okay.
Ow.
Okay. Coming into the next topic.
Next topic. This is the last topic, so it's like a story.
Ooh, nice.
Austin, there's a pick a path or there's a normal story. What would you like?
Pick a path.
It's Avengers, by the way.
Okay, we'll do pick a path.
All right. I'll read it to you and you choose the options.
Okay.
Alright. Okay, it's loaded. Alright, so this is Avengers Endgame story. Okay. Alright, let's start. Alright, you are in a room. There is a scientist. He has a creepy voice and he says, "Help, Iron Man." That's just the intro. As you choose Iron Man, you let the mob make a nuke. Or you make a... I wrote this in year 5, so...
Keep it from year 5?
I shared it to my home account. But I'm sorry if it doesn't sound good because I wrote it in year 5. You make a suit and destroy the base. What do you do? So, mob making nuke or make a suit?
What the heck? Mob make a nuke? Hell no.
This is like Iron Man theme, so it's not...
I would rather make a suit than mob make a nuke.
Okay. Making a suit. Good job. You make the Iron 1B12 suit. Time to get out of here now. Okay, we're going to the next part of the story.
Ooh.
We might have time for the other story, so... see.
Maybe.
Wow, you did it. You stopped the gang. Since you stopped the gang, I'm going to reward you with a new elemental table so you can make a new suit. But I'm giving you this because you finished this story. Alright. Spider-Man. Getting a suit. You are Peter Parker. Hi, I'm your science teacher. And today, we're going to learn about magma. Learn about magma or leave school?
I would rather learn about magma.
Alright. Magma learning. Magma is hot, your teacher says. Suddenly, your spidey sense tingles. It's Thanos. He wants to battle you, but the Doc Ock wants to battle you. Who will you choose?
Doc Ock.
UV Doc Ock. Doc uses his tentacles to blow up a bridge. You fight, but all of a sudden you have a weird feeling, but you stop that and go and take him to prison. And you start to battle Green Goblin, or you battle Sandman?
Green Goblin.
Oops, you died. Green Goblin exploded you. Go back. So do you want to do Sandman now?
Damn, yeah, let's go to Sandman.
UV Sandman. As you shoot your web, Sandman punches you, and you get wounded. So you punch Sandman back, but your fist goes through Sandman, so you go flush him with water, so he faints. Good job, you won. Doctor Strange. Hi, Doctor Strange. We need your help to find Nightmare or Silver Dagger. Who will you choose?
Silver Dagger.
You died.
Bruh.
Nightmare. UV Nightmare. As Nightmare makes his illusion, you punch him, trying to stop the illusion from happening. And it works. Nightmare got more mad, so he asked to fight him. So he asked to fight you again. But this time, he's more powerful than ever. What will you do? Do more fighting, or don't fight him and knock him out?
Wait, what was the first option?
Do more fighting, or don't fight him and knock him out?
Don't fight him and knock him out.
Good job. Do we have time for the other one? Other story?
I don't think so. But, nice. That was really good.
I could just skip through it.
Okay.
Do you want to do it?
Well, we've technically finished up.
Yep. All right, we're finished.
Okay.
I know it was a pretty boring episode, but we don't have Noah, so...
Yeah. How do you make a picker path?
You just got to link the slides. There's like a bunch of steps, but I'll teach you one day.
Mm-hmm.
And search up what a picker path is at home, and maybe you guys can make one.
I made one, and it was 24 pages long, and it was all about a person that stole a car, and you're trying to get it back.
All right. That's pretty cool, honestly. All right. See you all.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good time.
Okay. Bye.
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 An old woman was baking one day, and she made some gingerbread. She had some dough left over, so she made the shape of a little man. She made little eyes for him, a little nose, and a smiley mouth, all made of currants. And then she put little currant buttons all down his front. Then she laid him on a baking tray and put him in the oven. After a little while, she heard something rattling at the oven door. She opened it, and to her surprise, out jumped the little gingerbread man. She tried to catch him, but he slipped past her, calling as he ran, "Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man." She chased after him into the garden where her husband was digging. He put down his spade and tried to catch him too, but the gingerbread man ran past him, calling, "Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man." He ran down the road with the old woman and the old man following. Soon he passed a cow. The cow called out, "Stop, gingerbread man, you look good enough to eat." But the gingerbread man laughed and shouted over his shoulder, "I've run from an old woman and an old man. Run, run, as fast as you can, you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man." He ran on with the old woman and the old man and the cow following, and soon they all passed a horse. "Stop," called the horse, "I'd like to eat you." But the gingerbread man called out, "I've run from an old woman and an old man and a cow. Run, run, as fast as you can, you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man." He ran on with the old woman and the old man and the cow and the horse following, and soon they passed some people making hay. "Stop," they shouted, "you look good enough to eat." But the gingerbread man called out, "I've run from an old woman and from an old man and a cow and a horse. Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." He ran across the fields with the old woman and the old man, the cow and the horse and the haymakers all following. Soon he met a fox and called out, "Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." The sly fox thought to himself, "That gingerbread man looks good enough to eat." But he said nothing. He waited until the gingerbread man reached a river, with the old woman and the old man, the cow and the horse and the haymakers, all still chasing after him. Now the sly fox said, "Jump on my back, gingerbread man, and I'll take you across the river." The gingerbread man jumped on the fox's back, and the fox began to swim. As they reached the middle of the river where the water was deep, the fox said, "Stand on my head, gingerbread man, or you will get wet." So the gingerbread man stood on the fox's head. As the current flowed more swiftly, the fox said, "Move on to my nose, gingerbread man, so that I can carry you more safely. I would not like you to drown." The gingerbread man slid onto the fox's nose. But when they reached the bank on the far side of the river, the fox suddenly went snap. The gingerbread man disappeared into the fox's mouth, and was never seen or heard of again.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.